Welcome to Chronosphere Fiction, my fellow travelers of the spectral streams. It's time once again to ascend the floors of Severance Incorporated. Written by Stephen Chisholm. What will this floor bring for Connie Bozeman and Chief Emil? Buckle up and settle in. There may be turbulence.
Oh, Secretary, thank God you're here.
And a good morning to you, too.
Come on over and take a look at my monitor.
Okay, I don't see anything.
Exactly. I messed up real bad.
What? What's wrong? Is it not turning on? Did you drop it or something?
No. Worse. I deleted my desktop.
Like the desktop folder?
Nope. The entire desktop. From the start menu to the background.
How? No, wait, you can't do that, can you?
I know I can't do that. Which is why I'm in big, big trouble.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's impossible to do that. Are you sure you didn't just knock the connection loose?
No, I'm certain I didn't. I was reaching for my drink. And my elbow accidentally hit the delete button. Next thing I know, my entire desktop is gone.
No, that can't be. Let me see something. Oh! Why is the carpet wet over here?
Huh? Oh, I spilled my drink when I was reaching for it.
Did you happen to see that you doused your computer tower in, what's that, orange juice?
No. McDonald's orange drink. But I was more concerned with having deleted my desktop. Figured the cleanup could wait.
Sir, your computer is soaked. I wouldn't be surprised if you fried every circuit in this thing.
Well, I can cross that bridge when I get to it. In the meantime, I need to figure out how to get my desktop back.
I don't think that's possible, sir. I think your computer is cooked.
No, 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 no.
What's this computer even for? I've never seen you use it.
Oh, this is really bad. This was the only computer in the company to run Windows Millennium Edition. Only computer in the entire facility to display the right time. All these other computers, including my phone, are 1 minute off.
Windows Millennium? Isn't that, like, 25 years old?
25 years? No, I don't think so. It's called Millennium, so I assume it's the latest and the greatest.
Well, by the looks of it, you don't need it to work?
No, I just need it to tell time.
If it's truly that important, just set your desk clock there back a minute.
Good thinking, Secretary. Just let me... There. Oh my God, we're late to start.
Well, duh.
Quick, Secretary, take a seat. Subject number 2496G. Connie Bozeman. Date, Monday, October 9th. Time, irrelevant. Location, Level 5, Quality Assurance.
Oh my God. Chief, this room is so... It's so... boring.
Quite a relief, actually.
No, if I'm gonna die here or whatever, at least give me something to look at. The IT department had the right idea. But now... ugh... gray walls, off-white laminate flooring, perfectly hung frames of flowers, gray flowers at that. What twisted department did I end up in this time?
I believe the elevator said,
"Welcome to Quality Assurance."
Oh, whoa. Yes. Hi, who just said that?
Chosen one. There, a window just appeared. A window with a man on the other side.
I can see that, Chief. The room is only 10 square feet. Hi there. I'm sorry, I can't quite see you. The window's a bit filthy.
Dirty? Why, I assured quality myself. Surely you're mistaken.
No, it looks like there's streaks of nicotine staining the glass. Where are you even getting cigarettes?
It's tinted glass. Quality assurance doesn't make mistakes. We catch them.
Well, I'm pretty detail-oriented myself, you see. In fact, I've been sent by the, elevator company. I'm part of their mobile quality assurance team, and I've come here to assure the, quality of your elevators.
That's so.
Sure. This one behind me passed the test, so if you don't mind, I must be off to check the next one. Say, I was told there's another elevator on this floor. Would you be so kind as to point me there?
Oh, yes, of course. Just head over to the far wall by the third image of the flowers. I'll grant you access.
I appreciate it. Sorry to bother you.
No bother whatsoever.
Connie, you're a genius.
Thanks. I'm beginning to notice everyone in the building is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Wait. You don't mean everyone, right?
So I just stand here?
That's right. Let me just grant you access here and...
Whoa! Chief, get back!
Wait, was that guy just waiting behind the door?
Unga, chosen one!
Hey! Quality assurance guy! What gives? I thought you were letting me through to the elevator! What's with this emaciated-looking dude with the combat knife?
Draw your sword so that I may assure your quality.
For real?
I know you're no elevator inspector, chosen one. This is quality assurance. My attention to detail is unmatched. It's my job to uncover your flaws and exploit them.
That's not how quality assurance works.
Maybe not in other companies, but that's what makes Severance Incorporated the epitome of quality.
Yeah, that has certainly not been my experience.
Connie, look out!
How about this?
Whoa, knock it off, dude! There's no way you're gonna cut me with that tiny knife. Not when I have this giant bastard sword.
Yeah, you have no chance against a sword of synergy.
Not so? Well... let's see if your quality truly meets our rigorous standards. Yeah.
Just so you know, quality guy, I took no pleasure in that.
Don't get so cocky, chosen one. That's just the beginning.
Beginning? If all your flunkies are as pathetic as that guy, you might as well let me through to the elevator now.
Initial quality assessment. This iteration of the Chosen One appears to have competent fighting powers, though I still detect non-conformities. Corrective action? Terminate hesitancy.
What are you on about? Who are you even talking to?
Oh, look. Another knife-wielding lunatic.
Connie, look out!
Whoa! What gives? No introductions?
Fine. Have it your way. Sorry, but you made me do that. Now calm down, and we can get you some help.
You think chopping off a measly limb will stop me? Put up your guard.
Please don't make me do this. Ugh. What was with that guy? What's with this place? Why is everyone so determined to die?
Yes. Already your process performance is increasing. But there is still a long way to go. You have yet to meet the standards of quality expected by Severance Incorporated.
Yeah, and you do? In fact, I've yet to meet a single employee who gets any real work done around here. You all too busy trying to kill me?
I'm not trying to kill you, chosen one. I'm trying to better you.
Better me?
Secondary quality assessment. The chosen one shed her hesitancy with momentary resistance. I suspect that will no longer be a problem. However, non-conformities still prevail. Corrective action? Quash reluctance to kill.
Reluctance to kill. You know, most companies would be pretty happy to have someone with that quality aboard.
We are not like most companies.
Yeah, I'm gathering that. Well, bring on the next goon.
That's the spirit.
Okay, I think we can see how this will play out. Let me just fast forward it a bit.
What's going on here? Is this supposed to be a challenge for Connie?
Subject 2496G.
Yeah, subject 2 blah blah G, whatever. But it seems the floors are getting easier for her to clear. Can't we just send her to the top to do whatever it is she has to do?
Oh no. No, Secretary. We don't have control over anything that happens on that plane. No, we're just here to observe.
Observe? So you basically report to work every day just to watch television? Not that I'm trying to put myself out of a job, but why do you need a secretary if your only job is to sit here and watch a screen? Hell, we don't even watch the whole thing most of the time. We fast forward through most of it.
Well, you're here just to attend meetings in my stead.
We don't even cover anything in the meetings. We just talk about how to reorganize the break room or research air fresheners powerful enough to shield the rest of the office from whatever is going on in Derek's office. I don't even know what it is all my other coworkers do. Are they all watching the same feed? Are there other fucked up experiments going on?
Secretary, easy, settle down.
And the fact that you don't even know my name, or I yours, it's insanity. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Secretary, you need to calm down for your own safety.
What do you mean, for my own safety?
It's the questions. They're not safe. It's better that you just perform the work you're asked.
Is this what madness feels like?
Don't be so dramatic, Secretary. Oh, look, this seems like a great time to jump back in.
Ah! That all you got, quality assurance guy? I can do this all day. In fact, I think I'm beginning to enjoy dicing up all these quality combatants.
Connie?
Any more fighters to send my way? Huh?
No need. Do ordinary quality assessment. The chosen one is exhibiting exemplary performance. She exceeds quality standards. No corrective recommended. Reviewed and approved.
What?
Thank you for your participation in our quality assurance program, Chosen One. You may proceed to the elevator.
Chosen One, you did it!
What?
Come on, let's get out of here.
And just like that, you're letting me leave?
Yes. You've risen to meet and even surpass our standards. Excellent performance, Chosen One. Now you may proceed on to the next floor.
What kind of trial was this? I just kill a dozen goons and suddenly I'm cleared to move onward?
Well, yes. My role was to ensure your skill set is suitable for the floors ahead. You've displayed great dexterity and intellect in the preliminary floors, but I needed to push you to transcend your limitations.
Preliminary floors?
I couldn't allow you to pass through the previous floors only to perish on the next. The CEO would be none too pleased about such a lack of attention to detail. He may even send Molly from HR down to quality assurance. Oh, he can't have that.
This was just to prime me for the floors ahead?
Well, yes. That's what quality assurance is for. I had to make sure we did away with your pesky reservations about killing. Now that you've abandoned your humanity, you can perform to your fullest potential.
My humanity.
Connie, forget him. Let's just go. Come on.
Yeah. Let's just ride up to the next floor. To the next bloodbath. Like nothing happened.
Connie, are you okay?
Of course she's okay, Chief Emil. One so unfeeling as she has become no longer suffers from contrition.
Bite your tongue, you mischievous, vile, unemployable monster!
No, he's right, Chief.
I think this place finally broke me. I felt nothing cutting through those attackers. I knew I could easily best them in a fight, yet I did not hold back slaughtering them all.
That's precisely how it should be, Chosen One. Unfeeling, unrepentant carnage. That is what Severance Inc. requires of you. Ferocity. Brutality. The blood of your enemies is what greases the cogs of this establishment.
If that's what will get me back home, then violence is what I'll serve.
Wonderful, Chosen One. You've truly been blessed by a worthy champion, Chief Emile. Mayhaps this is your opportunity to deliver your tribe from the depths of this tower.
My selfish ambitions aren't worthy of her sacrifice, unemployable fiend. Send us to the top floor if you believe her so worthy. Save the staff of this building and send us to the CEO.
You know how this place operates, Chief Emile. You will fight your way to the top, one floor at a time.
Damn you!
No. Don't be so hasty, Chief. Not all is bad. In fact, you've reached a floor that some may see as a brief respite.
You raise my blood pressure to hazardous degrees only to dump us in the break room?
I am not the architect of this building, Chosen One.
Well, maybe we can use this time to restore you to your right frame of mind, Connie. We should be able to get some well-needed rest here in the break room. What's so funny?
Rest in the break room?
So the goal is to turn our subjects into unapologetic, murderous monsters.
No. Well, actually, I suppose it is. The more violent these encounters are, the better off we all are.
How does her rampage do us any good? Aside from chiseling away at my sanity, I see little else this violence can serve.
Yeah, well, I can't really revel in that. Otherwise, you and I will be out of a job. Likely far worse.
Enough of this cryptic blathering. I'm sick of being kept in the dark. Who can I go to demand some answers? Clearly you don't have any.
Secretary, please compose yourself.
It's not secretary. It's Olivia.
Olive? I mean, nope. La la la. I didn't hear what you said there, secretary.
My name is Olivia.
I cannot know your name. It's against protocol.
Against protocols? How's this for going against protocols?
Secretary, where are you going?
I'm going to get some answers. I'm going to find out why we're subjecting these poor, unsuspecting people to such torment. It's barbaric.
Secretary! Not again. I really like this secretary, too. Subject 2496G, Observation Terminal, signing out.
Well, apparently, Connie's very soul is being manipulated by Severance Incorporated. Will she be virtuous and make it home with her morale intact? Corporate Punishment is written by Stephen Chisholm. The Overseer is voice acted by Frank Guglielmelli. The Secretary is Rosanna Jimeno. Connie Bozeman is played by Caitlin Curtis. Chief Emile is now played by Jason D. Johnson. Welcome aboard, Jason. Your Quality Assurance Representative and Combatant Number 2 were played by your pilot, Daniel French. the unemployable, and combatant number one were played by Spencer J. Frederick. I think we're going to have to clean the whole of the Chronosphere before our next venture into corporate punishment. Until then,
keep your cosmos clean.